Erin O'Hara is with us now. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
So, of course, this week we all headed back to the cafes and the restaurants and the bars, and some people got a little overexcited into trouble, and the police again, once again, having to, you know, tidy up the mess. Binge drinking, some people can't help themselves. But how prevalent is it these days? I feel like it's happening less.
Well, actually, in New Zealand, like, it is quite a culture, is binge drinking. And also at this time of year, it's known to be, research shows it's the worst time for binge drinking. And binge drinking, that term means that for a man, it means having five drinks in a two-hour window. And for women, it would be having four drinks in a two-hour time frame. And this is really the season where people tend to drink a lot more than they usually would any other time of the year. And there's a lot more social pressures at this time of year. I know we've just come out of lockdown. I think people want to kind of let their hair down and get out and catch up with people. And drinking is quite a culture here in New Zealand. So it's easy to slip into a binge drinking kind of night quite easily here.
So, well, look, you kind of get, you can understand that everyone's at the end of the year. They just sort of, they let go a bit, don't they?
They do, and yeah. I think there's that social pressure, and also like just being at a party, people are like, oh, just have one more drink, and you kind of get sucked into it. And then also there's the people that are more tend to have that imbalance of brain chemistry. So a low dopamine level means you're more at risk of binge drinking and more likely to have that addictive personality that you have one drink, you're like, oh, I'll just have another one, I'll have another one, and another one, and before you know it, you're really, really drunk and you've had a binge drinking night.
So,
now, but the, yeah.
No, carry on. Sorry, Erin.
The impact, yeah, is huge on our health. I think that that overindulging is just, it affects our health. We're more at the risk of alcohol poisoning, vomiting, bad hangovers, and it can hugely affect long-term your liver, your pancreas, your intestines, your heart. It's interesting, there's a terminology known as the holiday heart syndrome, which is when people all do binge drinking and it affects the heart and causes heart arrhythmia, which is obviously not something we want from a big fun party night out, is to have it affect our heart.
And of course, there's the hangover.
There is, and I thought, well, let's talk about some natural hangover cures. I know lots of people grab their Panadol thinking, oh, a bit of pain relief will be helpful for the headache. One of the worst things you could probably do, because having Panadol is something that gets processed in the liver, and also the liver's been working really hard to process the alcohol. So try not to just take some Panadol and pain relief to kind of get through your hangover. The best is hydration. So as soon as you get home after your night out for dinner or partying, is start hydrating. One of my favourite mineral products is a product called Elite, which will put the minerals back in your body, which will help to hydrate the body. A good night's sleep, and then wake up in the morning and make sure you have some breakfast, which will regulate your blood sugar levels, and that'll get your energy back up and help you to just overcome that pressure that the body's had on it from over drinking, and just let the body kind of rebalance and have a good, healthy, if it's a weekend day, good, healthy Sunday, good, healthy nutrition, lots of water, a little bit of ginger if you feel really nauseous, and you should be hopefully back on your feet.
Fabulous. Thank you for the tips, Erin. Appreciate it.